This has been Iran's strategy, and it's really interesting to see. They're working on a potential deterrent, a potential nuclear weapon. They haven't decided to make one, as far as we can tell, but they've got that capability or very close to it. But the other deterrent for Iran is this militia network that it's built. It's got allies in Hezbollah, which is the Lebanese, pro-Iranian militia group, just parked north of the border of Israel, with over 100,000 rockets. And so, if there is a conflict with Iran, then Iran can pressure its proxies into striking on Iran's behalf.
So what is the likelihood these groups could, if Iran goes ahead and does what you said they could very likely do with relative ease right now, develop nuclear weapons? What's the likelihood these groups might have access to some of that activity or technology or capability?
One would hope that would never happen. We look at situations like the Syrian civil war, where Syria had a very robust chemical weapons capability, and there were concerns that Syria might give its weapons to Hezbollah or to other militia groups or terrorist groups if the house was falling down, if Syria, the regime, was collapsing. It didn't do that, and the reason appears to be is that these regimes that have these weapons, when they acquire them, they're very possessive. They don't want to lose control of them, and so it would be a very dire situation, I think, when they might share a weapon with a terrorist group. But you can't rule it out. It's kind of the sum of all fears kind of plot, where a rogue general in Iran, feeling that sort of the ship is going down, might decide to do something unilaterally. It's probably a remote possibility, but it's not impossible.
Remind us why, and you've done this a brilliant job of this already, but remind us why there are so few countries in the world that have developed nuclear weapons, and these countries developed nuclear weapons many, many, many years ago. Remind us why that happened and why it's so difficult now for a country like Iran or North Korea or some other country to develop nuclear weapons now.
And you could just go back to the 60s, and you see a time when there really was a serious and very real concern that nuclear weapons were going to be everywhere. So you had the United States had them, then the Soviets had them, then the Chinese had them, the British and the French. And for a long time, it was just this handful of very big, powerful countries, and they all kind of kept each other at check. But over the years that followed, many countries acquired the means to make nuclear weapons if they decided to go ahead with the program. Everybody from the Germans, the Japanese have a lot of fissile material. If they wanted to make a nuclear weapon, they would not have any problem doing it. The Taiwanese got very close. The South Koreans have talked about it. But all of that has been held in check because of this international regime that's been in place since the 1950s. One of the things that the Eisenhower did in the early days of the nuclear weapons age was to create this international framework, this body called the International Atomic Energy Agency, based in Vienna, whose job would be to keep nuclear weapons from spreading. And that evolved into a system of agreements around the world where all countries are supposed to sign up to have inspections, to be transparent about their nuclear activities. And it has worked remarkably well. There's been a few countries like India and Pakistan that have weapons. Israel's always been an outlier. North Korea has them now, but the number is small, and that's because this international agreement, this kind of framework that keeps us all from going down a nuclear rabbit hole, has largely held. And that's part of the worry with Iran. It's not just that Iran might get a bomb, as terrible as that is for us to contemplate over here, but it's also the possibility that it would inspire others to do the same, because the Saudis are looking across their border and thinking, well, we don't want to live next to an Iranian nuclear power. The Turks may feel the same way. Other countries may decide that we need to rethink our security options and get nuclear weapons too. So that's the kind of nightmare nuclear arms race in the middle of the world's most dangerous region that could happen if one country decides to go nuclear.
Joby Ward, National Security Correspondent at The Washington Post. J.J. Green, WTOP News.